Hong Kong has one of the world's best public transportation systems. Trains, trams, buses, and ferries somehow manage to carry 7 million people a day. The city's first public vehicle, the sedan chair, was simple and spartan, a seat carried on two long poles by up to four men. Sedan chairs could be found on Hong Kong streets until the 1960s, when they vanished for good. Or did they? As Only a Game's Charlie Schroeder recently discovered, some can still be spotted in competition, and they look anything but traditional.
I'm in one of Hong Kong's most affluent neighborhoods, high above the city. Astronauts, clowns, men wearing pink wigs race past me and carry women in whimsically decorated sedan chairs. It's a Sunday morning in late October, and a small crowd has gathered to watch 53 teams compete in a staggered start 2.1-kilometer race near the city's iconic Victoria Peak. Marty Kaler, a consultant who hails from San Jose, California, tells me the sight of colorfully outfitted characters reminds him of the annual Bay to Breakers race in San Francisco. You know, the race where
everybody runs either naked or runs in strange costumes and runs with cakes of beer.
This is Hong Kong's 39th annual sedan chair race, and it's decidedly more PG-13 than Bay to Breakers, but nearly as irreverent.
How long did you train?
One day and 50 beers.
Those are some members of the Swiss Association of Hong Kong. I catch up with them just shy of the halfway mark. They're wearing sporty red tracksuits and carrying a Swiss maid in a sedan chair shaped like a ski gondola. They look, well, Swiss. Organized, efficient, like they've got a strategy, which they tell me is
Have fun!
Okay, so they don't have a strategy, and they couldn't care less what place they come in. They're out to have fun, raise money for charity, and hand out chocolate to spectators.
Oh, I get some chocolate from this? Oh, this is terrific. Oh, four.
And reporters. After I bid the Swiss team adieu, or auf Wiedersehen, or arrivederci, or whatever goodbye in Romansh is, I run into another team from a local toy manufacturer named Jetta. They're dressed in safari-style khakis and are only 200 feet from the finish line. They've pulled over for an emergency pit stop.
What happened?
The main structure is broken.
Their sedan chair, built to look like a hot air balloon, has hit a tree and needs repair. The momentary pause gives me a chance to ask them the question on every spectator's mind.
Is it very heavy?
No. It's quite light, because it's she.
She is the passenger. Wing.
Of course, I'm the smaller one.
Wing is a diminutive Hong Konger, just the right size to be carried around the hilly Mount Kellett Road. According to race rules, the passenger has to be over 16 years old, alive, and human. Wing is all three.
Okay, yeah, ye some.
Go!
Fortunately, Wing is, well, light as a feather, because I help carry the chair.
Oh, so light. Give me a break.
Toward another tree.
Oh, watch out. The balloon has a mind of its own.
Coordinator Eris Lau tells me the idea for the sedan chair race started in 1975, when a local hospital, now known as Matilda International, was struggling financially. So a group of nurses and doctors came up with a fun way of raising funds.
And they think of something very creative, which is carrying someone from downtown area up to the peak.
Reason being, in old Hong Kong, the most comfortable way to get from the central business district to the 500-meter-high peak was via sedan chair, or rickshaw. Well, comfortable if you were a British colonist.
And please notice that during that time, only foreigners, English or Briton, could have the right to be carried on by Chinese people, okay, and by means of sedan chairs.
Colonial days are, of course, long gone, and that first idea of carrying people up a hill was abandoned for this free-spirited race instead. The first year, four teams competed. This year, 53 signed up, each paying upwards of $4,500. All money is distributed to local charities. And while all this sounds promising, the race has struggled to find entrants the past 2 years, which Lau chalks up to tight-fisted Hong Kong bosses, who, with the recent introduction of the territory's first minimum wage, are pinching pennies.
So in that way, charity must be put aside.
And now, for the moment we have all been waiting for, the award presentation.
While the list of awards at the sedan chair race may read like high school yearbook accolades, best dressed, best team spirit, most entertaining, there are some reserved for runners who are out to win. This year, the Hong Kong Ladies Roadrunners Club finished in a brisk 9 minutes 50 seconds, garnering them 2 awards. They don't wear costumes, and they don't decorate their sedan chair. They actually train and have a strategy, which, according to Captain Kelly Irwin, involves getting the changeovers right.
Because you get really tired in the same position, especially if you're in the middle holding the chair.
Still, most participants are more like Jean David from the Swiss Association of Hong Kong, who says,
"You don't do that for the sport event, you do that for the charities and just the fun."
Not to mention some delicious Swiss chocolate. For Only a Game, I'm Charlie Schroeder in Hong Kong.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is James Trout. We had help this week from Martin Kessler. Our intern is Zoe Sobel, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. You can let Charlie Schroeder's sedan chair pictures carry you away. They're at facebook.com/onlyagameradio. Our final word this week is from ESPN's Tim Kirkchin. He's discussing a recent breakfast.
I had the standard oatmeal with raisins in it. Incredibly boring.
And yet, that's still somehow much more interesting than the average Hall of Fame debate. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Lemelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the U.S. and developing countries. On the web at lemelson.org. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. And the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. This is NPR.